This is the Texas Standard.
Texas is known as a cattle state, and rightfully so. But not that long ago, you could have credibly called it a sheep state or a goat state. Texas dominated the wool and mohair market in the mid-20th century. Much of that industry is gone now, but as the Texas Standard's Michael Marks reports, not all of it.
In the 1950s and 60s, the idea that Texas would one day relinquish its claim as the epicenter of the wool and mohair world must have felt unfathomable. Raising sheep and goats was crucial to the state's economy and culture. Land and herds were passed down for generations. The state's sheep and goat industry even held an annual pageant to crown Miss Wool Texas.
Each finalist makes a 3-minute talk on wool before the judging panel. Here, two of the judges check candidate number 9 as knowledgeable, interesting, and charming.
But today, the sheep and goat business doesn't have the same sense of glamour. Inside the Marathon Basin wool mill, about 40 miles south of Fort Stockton, Seth Warnock adjusts the gears of a spinner, a machine that converts wool into usable yarn.
It's kind of loud and everything moves, so keep your hands to yourself.
He turns it on. But then, a strand of wool gets tangled in the machine.
Part of it.
Warnock is used to these complications. He's been milling wool for 3 years now. He processes it from his own sheep and from other ranchers around Texas. His wife Bonnie helps out, but mostly he works alone, tinkering in a tan shed in the West Texas desert.
We built the building, poured the floor, bought the equipment, moved it in, and then learned how to run it.
The learning curve has been steep. The mill is filled with machines that all have hundreds of pesky parts that break or malfunction on a whim. But Warnock sorts out the problem with the spinner in short order, turns it back on, and soon, the machine threads yard upon yard of soft, clean, off-white yarn onto its spools. It's one of the final steps in processing wool, a task that can be difficult, persnickety, and tedious. Besides Warnock, nobody in Texas knows that better than Don Brown.
It's not just, you know, knitting all day or playing with fiber all day. I mean, there's all the maintenance of the machines. There's all the supplies, and then there's the safety factor. There have been mill operators that have had serious injuries, mostly to their extremities.
Brown runs another wool mill. Actually, it's Texas's only other wool mill, Independence Wool and Mohair, located just north of Brenham. Her family has deep roots in the industry, but her first career was as a gynecologist in Corpus Christi. Taking up knitting as part of rehab for a shoulder injury started her down the path to making the mill her full-time job. Now, she processes exclusively Texas-grown wool and mohair. That she and Warnock run the only mills in Texas would have been unthinkable a generation ago.
We used to have, you know, 10 million sheep. We used to have 4 million goats. Across Central and West Texas.
Now, there are less than a million of each. Over time, synthetic material replaced wool. Processors in places like China and South Africa produced fiber cheaper. Congress phased out a program to incentivize wool production, and Texas changed.
Ranches are sold. The younger generation goes off to do other things. There's all kind of external factors that influence the industry. Now it's so small. You don't want it to go away.
That's a big reason why she and Warnock spend so many hours toiling in their mills, picking cedar twigs out of wool, spinning yarn, fixing machines. It's certainly not a get-rich-quick scheme. Warnock started his mill 3 years ago, and he's just now turning a profit, mostly by selling yarn online.
Until we sold the first thing, you know, you're wondering if it's going to sell. Because we launched our Etsy shop, and it was 10 months from the day we launched it till we made our first sale. You had to have some grit to stay with it.
Warnock's family has raised sheep on the same land in West Texas since 1829. Despite those deep roots, he says he's not trying to save the state's industry. Even if he was, that's a big lift for one mill in the middle of the desert.
It's just neat to make something that's going to outlive me. And it is.
But as more Texans move into cities and suburbs, they also become more disconnected from where their food and fiber comes from. Through the mill, Don Brown wants to try to bridge that gap.
somebody has to grow it. You know, you got to have land. You got to have people who work on the land. You got to have people to shear the sheep and goats. If you don't have ranchers, you don't have land, and you don't have shearers, you don't have wool and mohair.
She gives lectures around the state on sheep and goats, and she's also started an apprentice program at the mill.
I can only make so much yarn. I'm 52 years old. You know, the equipment is small. If you can impart that to a younger generation to be proud of their heritage, be proud of their land, maybe they're going to stay. Maybe they're going to come back. I did.
She can't single-handedly revive the industry, but she can search for the next person to keep its wheels spinning. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.